Asia.
Politics in the Pacific. Rule of Three. New Caledonia says no to independence again.
France is more beautiful, Emmanuel Macron, its president, said on December 12th, because New Caledonia has decided to stay part of it. The French territory, some 17,000 kilometres away from Paris in the Pacific Ocean, emphatically rejected independence earlier that day by 96.5% to 3.5%. It was the last of three referendums laid out in the Nouméa Accord of 1998, a compact designed to end bitter conflict between the island's loyalist politicians and the largely indigenous and pro-independence Front de Libération Nationale Kanak et Socialiste, or FLINKS, or FLNKS. The result is a turnaround from the previous two polls when it seemed as though pro-independence sentiment was gaining strength. In the first, in 2018, 43.3% voted oui to independence. In the second, 2 years later, 46.7% did. The reason was not a sudden surge in affection for l'Hexagone, but a collapse in turnout, the 44% of eligible voters who showed up amounting to barely more than half the 86% at the previous ballot in October 2020. The FLNKS had argued for a delay to the poll after a recent Delta wave that killed one in 1,000 residents, mostly Pacific Islanders. A perception that delaying the vote would boost the odds of independence no doubt played a role in the FLNKS's call for postponement too. The government in Paris insisted on sticking to the appointed date to avoid criticism from nationalists in the run-up to the French presidential election in April. Pro-independence campaigners boycotted the vote. The French government dismissed the turnout as legally irrelevant. In the past, it had presented itself as a neutral arbiter in the dispute between the territory's loyalist and pro-independence politicians. This time was different. A 100-page government document released before the poll warned of dire economic consequences if New Caledonia seceded. Abandoning the reticence of his predecessors, the French Minister for Overseas Territories, Sébastien Lecornu, unexpectedly pitched up in New Caledonia the day before the referendum, sending a clear message of French reluctance to cede control. Geopolitics played a role in the anti-independence campaign too. New Caledonia has around a tenth of the world's nickel reserves. The metal accounts for 90% of exports, mostly to Asia. Loyalist parties argued that an independent New Caledonia would become a Chinese vassal state. Mr. Macron hopes that the result will render the Nouméa Accord void, ending what he calls the binary choice between independence and staying part of France. We must now build a common project while recognizing and respecting the dignity of everyone, he said. Yet key elements of the devolved structure agreed on in the accord, including a power-sharing agreement between the loyalist and pro-independence parties, will remain in place. Pro-independence parties, for their part, refuse to acknowledge the legitimacy of the latest ballot. They have shunned Mr. Lecornu's post-referendum overtures for negotiations for a new political settlement, though these too are required under the Nouméa Accord. In the background lurks the impending contest for the French presidency. Until then, Mr. Macron is likely to be in no mood for concessions.